6.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
London Guardian, a really important report. Made in China, tainted food, fake drugs, and dodgy paint. It's worse than I even thought. This is a huge crisis. And a whole other facet to this is, why is it happening? What's behind it? Also, Bank of International Settlements warns of Great Depression dangers from Credit Spree. That's the most important international banking house in the world. We'll also get into French high-level government officials suggest Bush was behind September 11th attacks. Two more GOP senators break from Bush on Iraq. More to come next week. This is very, very serious for the New World Order's operation. So we'll be talking about that. In the last hour, I exclusively was discussing the fact that this Live Aid, this Earth Aid, this whole thing is about global taxation. The pushers of this admit it. But when you see them up on TV, they don't say that. It's, we've got to save the woodpeckers. We've got to save the forests. They're not talking about saving or conserving any of that. All they're talking about is taking your private property rights away and having you pay huge taxes on hundreds of different items and micromanaging your life and having new enviro police run your life. And they're going to introduce it in the House next week. Energy chairman is floating a carbon tax. John D. Dingell of Michigan. Also, New Jersey governor signs toughest U.S. carbon law. Carbon dioxide is a life driver. It's what plants breathe. Again, they're not stopping all the wild open-air genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping. They're pushing for one world government. And that's what this is really all about. So we're now going to take your calls on this subject and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Harvey in Florida. He wants to talk about genetic engineering. Has reached a new low. You're on the air, Harvey.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
It's great to hear you. You're doing a wonderful job. First, before I get on to the genetic engineering that I wanted to talk to you about, I'll try to make it as brief as I can. But that story you gave about the woman dying on the floor with her guts bleeding out?
Yes, and the people taking pictures and giggling. Again, they're totally dehumanized. She was about entertainment for them. Guaranteed those people all watch 5 hours of TV a day. They can't differentiate now. They just see the world as like a wonderland. They don't question where do things come from, how do things work, just how do they build the highways, who's behind the government. I mean, they literally just go through life like children. And, oh, look, she's bleeding to death. How entertaining.
I guess the people had to get to the beer and they had to get to the lottery tickets, Alex. But, you know, it's a parable for what you do every day, because you actually stop and mend America. You actually stop and do your homework and study and work so hard, and you actually stop the bleeding in America. You do more to unbrainwash the people in America than all the billions they spend to brainwash the people of America, and I really commend you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, sir, but I'm only one little sinew of muscle in this fish we're throwing right at the New World Order's jaw in a powerful right hook, and it's all of us together. Listen, I wouldn't have millions of listeners and millions of weekly web readers at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if it wasn't for people like you, sir. And listen, I understand the responsibility I've got. I'm not, you know, the best hand at this. I'm just trying to tell the truth, get the word out, and it scares me that, frankly, I'm the biggest game in town when it comes to the fight against the New World Order. You know, even Ron Paul has said bigger than his whole operation. And that lets me know that, folks, we need all of you to become leaders and get in the fight now, because this is serious.
Well, sometimes I wonder, Alex, why you do it, because I don't think America really deserves a wonderful person like yourself. But then I can understand that you can't not do it. I understand that. So I really have to commend you, and I thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. Did you want to comment on genetic engineering?
Oh, yes. I've been studying this for many, many years. And I sent you a story. It was dated July 1st out of the New York Times. I haven't heard you mention it, so I'll just give you a couple of the highlights from a couple of sentences.
Give me the headline. I'll Google it.
Right. A challenge to gene theory, a tougher look at biotech. And what this was July 1st, New York Times. And basically what they say is that everything that they told us about genetic engineering, how they knew how it worked, is absolutely false. They said, I'll just give you the first sentence.
I've got it.
It's unbelievable, Alex. It's absolutely
unbelievable. Keep going. It says...
You know that they paid off to get all the genetic foods approved, right? And all the pesticides approved. The Congress went along with every damn thing that they did to
them. Well, Monsanto owns them. It says the 73.5 billion global biotech business may soon have a grapple with a discovery that calls into question the scientific principles of which it was founded. I'm not going to read any further, but I've interviewed all these Nobel Prize winners who are making millions a year living in the big mansion, and they would half the rats they'd feed it to would die. They'd see it approved for human, I mean, you know, it was one type of potato, because you can change the one gene you want, but it changes thousands of others randomly. Right. Is that what the article says?
Pretty much, Alex. It's unbelievable. But, you know, you remember when all these laws were passed that they don't have to label the food that's marked with the genetic foods. They don't have to do any labeling. It was all passed without ever being tested.
Well, what they did was even sneakier. It can be 75% genetically altered, cross-species even. I mean, that means splicing different families together, you know, bug with mammal, back into plant, back into mammal, whatever they want, and then still call it organic. It's even... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's as sick as it gets.
But I mean, tell us what the article says. I've got it here in front of me.
Okay. Well, it goes on to say, you said that they have no idea how the genes work, and they're really going to have to call into question all the stuff that they did. But of course, it's already in our environment, and God knows what it does.
Which they already knew. The head of Monsanto in 2000 bragged to Speak of the Devil, National Geographic, and said, and I have the magazine, said, this is going to take over the entire biosphere, then we're going to own the patents on all of it. By infecting you, we're going to force you to eat it. I mean, it's madness. Go ahead.
Okay. And then in the science section, it's actually still on the in the New York Times today, and it's a part of another story, but it also says, you know, Craig Venter, remember Craig Venter?
Yes.
He did the decoding of the DNA sequencing. Well, now...
He only decoded 4%, then they claim the rest was junk. It's not junk. And when you randomly change the 4%, it randomly changes the other, but go ahead.
Okay, well, the headline of the story is Forget Genetic Engineering. The new idea is synthetic biology, an effort by engineers to rewrite the genetic circuitry of all living organisms. And this story is also unbelievable. It's in today's times, as a matter of fact.
Well, I just printed this. What's the headline on the other one? I'll pull it up, too.
It's called Genetic Engineers Who Don't Just Tinker. See, they don't just tinker. They create whole new things, whole new wonderful things that we don't need.
I'm typing. Go ahead. Don't just tinker. I want to see this.
Genetic engineers who don't just tinker.
I got it right here. Well, my friend, that's how they operate. I appreciate your call. Yeah.
Having the parties there and listening to the rock bands and pretending they're going to save the earth, Alex?
Yes.
What you were talking about earlier. I mean, this is pathetic. Can you imagine just the amount of degradation to the environment, the military, the thousands and millions of people that we have in the military with their jet planes and their bombs and their plutonium bombs. Now they're making custom-made nuclear bombs that they're going to be using in Iran and their ships. Can you imagine if they stopped doing that, how much pollution these criminals?
Perfect point. I appreciate your call. Great to hear
from you.
Let me comment on what he just said. I'm going to come back and take more of your calls. That was a great caller. They have used the equivalent as of 3 years ago. That's when we cut it off. This is official numbers. The equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A-bombs. That's how much uranium. By the way, it's radioactive uranium. It's just not the isotope they want for bombs. But it's just as poisonous, just as radioactive. In bombing operations in Iraq twice, Afghanistan, Serbia, Kosovo, and Bosnia-Herzegovina. If you don't know what that is, you better find out about those places. I'm sure you cheered the war when they attacked them. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Folks, they had helicopters burning fields in Texas and Nebraska. They had people in spacesuits in 2000 when that live AIDS virus corn got out. They're randomly splicing it in huge industrial plants everywhere, open-air planting. It's an environmental holocaust, ongoing, cancer's exploding, everything. Meanwhile, they're getting you ready for a tax on your carbon, which the Earth literally feeds off of, which is a life driver. It is a life tax, a breathing tax. We'll be back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 6, 2007, gold 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Okosi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you?
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back as we defend the Republic against enemies foreign and domestic, as we expose how governments and powerful institutions try to organize society around manufactured threats of terrorism, man-made global warming. Global warming, ladies and gentlemen, is why we had civilization develop. We need a warmer planet. It's a good thing. The Earth is heating up because the sun is heating up. And this whole live Earth propaganda is about global taxation, does nothing about real environmental problems, like the genetic engineering companies basically vandalizing the genetic code of the planet. I mean, it's irrevocable. It is massive. It is off the charts. And, of course, you will hear nothing about it. And it is the very eugenics crowd that is doing all of this. They think they're God. They're completely nuts. And let's go ahead and go to your calls. We're going to talk to Mark, then Ryan, Paula, and others. And Mark from Illinois, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. It's been about 7 months since I spoke with you. And, you know, it just keeps getting worse, it seems, as you're saying. And I think the people that, you know, we all see every day that we try to tell this to, all these different subjects, whether it's the North American Union.
They've been scientifically mesmerized. I was allowed into the UT psychology department because one of my friends is high level there. And I was allowed to see the unclassified areas. Most of it's classified DARPA. And whole floors are just how to flicker a TV at a rate to mesmerize you.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's an example right there, America. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I've heard you speak of that before. So what I've decided on my webpage, I've put up this, I'm featuring a movie and I feature different ones every so often. I have a lot of links to you. I've come to the conclusion that the, what Barry Zwicker talks about, the cognitive dissonance, is actually a disorder, I think.
Well, explain what cognitive dissonance is for those that don't know.
Well, the real, I like the one I think you used maybe one time, is you live next door to a guy, he's a great guy, he walks your dog, waters your plants, takes care of your house when you're gone on vacation. You own them for 25 years, and then one day you're sitting there, and police pull up, and there's an ambulance, and taking women's bodies out of his basement. And you just look at the cop, and you say, what's this all about? And the cop says, well, he murdered these, well, we think he murdered these three women. They're buried in his basement. They go, oh, Bob wouldn't do that.
That's cognitive dissonance, yeah.
Exactly. And I think we are at a point now, through the combination of just the natural genetic inability.
Well, they're also in such denial that a cop can be bleeding to death in Austin, nobody helps him. A woman's bleeding to death in the main entrance of a grocery store. They're taking photos like she's not even human. That's how, do you understand, folks? That means nobody cares about you. That means you've been dehumanized, too. It means we're in a lot of trouble.
I think we need to coin this term of cognitive dissonance disorder. And I think we need to make people aware of this. And when we say to someone, look, you know, you present someone the material the first time. Of course, everyone comes to these subjects different times. You present it two times, three times, four times, and they just look at you and do the funny giggle and stick the tongue out like you say. I think that's a disorder. And I think if these people want to play games with us and call that our 9/11 fact movement, that's another thing. The truth would, you know, everyone can have their own truth, but they can't have their own set of facts, Alex. And some of these things are unimpeachable rather fast.
You can see the blast squibs and the firefighters
exactly.
Are all saying they blew it up, and I mean, it's on record. There's no debating.
So clear. And some of this has to do, as you say, with the dumbing down. Some of this has to do with understanding simple physics, the temperature that steel melts, the temperature that steel gets soft.
And then they'll deny that because they know. I mean, look, it's like Rothschild saying that Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are closer to the sun than Earth. That's why they're melting, too. And then saying there is no tax when he knows that's what it's all about. And governors are passing it, and the U.S. is getting ready. I mean, it's all just they lie to these people like they're two-year-olds, like, oh, there's no monsters, honey. And these people act like children and go, okay. But you know, worse than cognitive dissonance or a radical form of it is, your neighbor, you ask him, you've known him for 2 years, don't know him that good, he said, will you house sit, will you water my plants? While you're gone, somebody knows your code, breaks in, steals your jewelry, your television sets, and your computers, and your precious iPhone. You come back, and Bill, the neighbor, says, look, I don't know how they got in, sorry. And you're kind of gullible. You go, okay, you can watch my house again. The next time you're gone, you get robbed again. Then you pull up to the house the third time, he's walking out with a television set in his arms, and he says, oh, I was just helping you move this for the neighbor. You go, okay, I mean, how many times has government lied to us? How many times have...
Mr. Pryor says, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Exactly. I appreciate your call, sir. Really good points. Thanks for holding to say that. And I'm sorry I made everybody hold so long. I'm out of control. Ryan in Sacramento, California, shifting gears into the police state, I believe. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling from the capital of your state where you have a governor who openly wears Nazi belt buckles.
Yeah, I'm thrilled about that. Yeah, actually, first of all, I just wanted to make a comment about the woman everybody was stepping over in the street. I think everybody needs to remember the parable of the Good Samaritan right about now when referring to her.
Yeah, what, three people went by the guy bleeding to death in the road until the Samaritan came and helped him? Yeah.
Absolutely, and I'd like to thank you for the Good Samaritan shift that you're doing right now for...
Well, let's be clear. This is self-preservation. Now, I came to it instinctively because I want to help people, but I have that normal instinct because I have healthy instincts. I mean, my head's screwed on halfway straight. You're meant to want to take care of the weak and women and old people, okay, because you understand that means your tribe is healthy. We have had our basic human instincts drilled out of us. Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually trying to help out a friend of mine. I'm trying to do whatever I can. He's actually in court right now facing some charges. Don't want to go into them. It's actually his business. So, but they're trying to get him to waive his constitutional rights. And I'm not really sure what that's about. And they're just
That's standard. All over the country, they call it personal recognizance bond to begin with. You're in the drunk tank or whatever, and they say, sign this. You agree to armed robbery. They have different forms, but normally they have seven different crimes. Robbery, abuse, drunken driving, drug dealing. And, of course, you're not even arrested for that, but then you're now on probation.
Yeah, he's trying to get more information about, like, what...
Yeah, I mean, look,
they're not telling him.
They'll threaten him. They'll say, look, you waive your constitutional rights and sign this form or you're going to jail. And that's all he does is he demands a jury trial. He just keeps demanding a jury trial. Now, stuff's gotten so criminal sometimes, they'll just say no jury's allowed and strike a gavel and have cops arrest you. I mean, folks, it's getting weird out there.
Well, he's got a public defender, and his public defender...
No. There's no such thing as a public defender.
Oh, I know
they work for the government and the prosecutor and the judge. It's a joke.
Yeah, I think he found that out the hard way, and he's getting towards the end of this, and he's trying to figure out what to do. And I'm telling him, don't waive your constitutional rights. Go to trial. That's the only thing I can tell you to do.
Absolutely. And, of course, there's a danger there. But let me expand on this. This is how reprobate our country's gotten. Bill Clinton pardoned, 12 members of the FALN that bombed 133 bombings that killed more than, I think it was 16 people, injured hundreds. I know it blinded a bunch of cops. They bombed military bases and police stations. Now, that was real terrorism. So the government and the media kept it quiet. They didn't want to give it attention. When it's government-sponsored or provocateur, they hype it up because now the government's the terrorist. But back then, they weren't completely. So no one really knows about the FALN terrorists, but it's in the history books. You can find a few articles when you go to the library. 133 bombings, kill all these people. It was like the modern branch of the Weathermen or the Symbionese Liberation Army. But I'm digressing. Bill Clinton, hundreds of pardons, coke dealers, heroin dealers, known international mobsters, Mossad agents, Shin Bet, Russian KGB agents, FSB, everybody's selling us out. And then they go, it's okay for Bush to do that with Scooter Libby, and the Democrats' hypocrisy supposedly cancels out with the Republicans. No, they're all criminals. It's all wrong. Because Bill Clinton did it, doesn't make it okay for George Bush to do it. And because George Bush did it, doesn't make it okay for Bill Clinton to do it. They all vacation together. It's staged. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, why did Bill Clinton pardon the FALN? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle with the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones 2-4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, folks, we're back live. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're about to go straight back to your phone calls. It is July 8th, 2007. Hard to believe that 2007 is already half over, more than half over. That just completely blows me away. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Warren in Alabama. Then we'll go to Greg, Paula, and others. You're on the air, Warren. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling to let the listeners know that this generic engineering, it really exists. What happened is I bought 40 white turkeys, and after about a month old, they get all crippled up, their legs fold backwards, and I called a hatchery about them. And they said, well, these are broad-breasted turkeys, and they're genetically engineered. You're overfeeding them. I said, well, my turkeys are outside. I said, I can't control what they eat. And they said, well, the big companies, they have theirs outside, but they cut their food down. I said, well, I can't cut down the bugs and stuff they eat. And I just wanted to let people know I haven't bought any chicken or anything, you know, from the store since that. Because if it cripples your turkeys, it's probably going to cripple us, too.
Well, let me be clear. Okay, again, I'm not a genetic engineer. I've interviewed, I don't know, 20, 30 of them over the years or more. I mean, top science, a few of them Nobel Prize winners. And they'll come on air from England and New York and all over, and they'll say, hey, I was making $2, $3 million a year. I was running this big genetic firm. I was also doing government studies for the government as well. So you have to do those to get approval. And It was killing half the rats. The one case point example the Nobel Prize winner used is that more than half the rats they would feed this potato to would die. And they were having deformities after birth. That doesn't usually happen, where you have actual deformities while the organism's already gone past zygote stage. So There was some really weird stuff going on. And they went ahead and certified it and told him, the government said, it's okay, we're certifying it. And he found out that, and so I really appreciate your call, they found out that, yes, we've all heard how they claim, well, only 4 to 6%, depending on the species, of genetic code does anything. The rest is junk in the DNA helix crystal formations. It's all junk. We figured it all out. We've done the human genome, the dog's genome, the horse's genome, the monkey, you know, the rhesus monkey, the chimpanzee's genome. We've mapped it all. And a lot of top scientists I've interviewed, I mean, the heads of their fields in this, they're the ones that have gone public, but they don't ever get any attention. They said, that's like taking a picture of a tiger and saying you have a tiger. All they have is a picture of it. All they have is 4 to 6% of what the basic building blocks are. They don't know how it works, but this is how it works. Again, they don't know specifically how it all interacts, but they know now how it works. They've known this for at least 20 years. There's stuff in the New York Times yesterday that the caller called up with, and it is an interesting article. I read it during a break. Does admit a lot of things that are true, but then it kind of just spins it. It says, well, it's disastrous and taking everything over, and they didn't know anything they were doing, but now they do. You know, now they know. They're getting better at it. Here's one example. It's like a wheel of fortune, but instead of it, you know, going from 1 to 500, it goes from 1 to a billion. When you change one major gene sequencer, you can make the tomato last longer. You can make it taste better. You can make it whatever you want, but it will randomly change thousands of other characteristics and generally creates new. This is the biggest problem they know of. There's lots of them because it's so random. I mean, you'll have sometimes just in these genetic crops, for some reason, some of the tomatoes will start growing what looks like oak leaves, you know, little sprigs out of them, or there'll be little black spots, or it'll have little hairs sticking out. And they'll look at it, and it'll be the insect, you know, but it's not just an insect hair, or it's not really hair, it's chitin, but protuberance, but it'll be a mixture with the plant. And then they'll find stuff that wasn't even in their original genetic splicing. Now that they've altered it, it's opened it up to mutate with other plant species that were themselves engineered, that had basic dams in their genetic protein sequencers broken open. This is the way top scientists have described it. And so it changes and makes new amino acids. And there's, what, 54, I forget, something amino acids. Well, they've created hundreds of new ones. That your gut, in all its development, and God's design, however you look at it, never was designed for. So now new proteins, that's all these acids are, go into your stomach that you've never eaten. Well, you're like the rats. It totally screws you up. And it comes out, oh, Starlink corn's making people sick. We'll recall it. Oh, this corn's doing that. This corn's killing the bees. That's just corn. And you can go try to buy organic, and a lot of that stuff's contaminated. And they come out and just brag in this new New York Times article I'm looking at, Genetic Engineers Don't Just Tinker, and it says, well, in the past they screwed everything up, but now they're just going to completely... Since they can't control it, if they just change one or two genes and it makes it do random things, they're changing everything. They're just going to rewrite it all. They don't even know what 94% of it is. And then if they ever get that down with the computers, which I'm sure they will soon, they don't know how it's going to mix or what it's going to mix with other species. I mean, they are literally running around at the very heart of a planet that's hard to kill, and they are literally doing things that could conceivably wipe out. I don't think it would kill the Earth. Many scientists believe it couldn't kill the Earth, but it could irrevocably destroy the life forms that are here now and make something new. I mean, they're doing it and hundreds of research facilities right down at Galveston. They've got two different bioweapons laboratories down there that have university students running them. They're level 4 organisms, and they've got them in level 2 containment in hurricane-prone areas. And if you don't know what level 2 and level 4 is, you just better learn, listeners, because I don't have time to go over it with you. They got stuff that'll kill you and your whole family, and they don't have it in facilities that are safe. Okay, I'll just make it real simple for you. It's like they want it to get out. And they take this stuff and they test it out in the ocean. They've got all, I'm sure you heard 20 years ago about, 15 years ago about the genetically engineered bacteria that's so great that eats oil. Well, now they've got hundreds and hundreds of different types of them, but most of them, they're not allowed to release, but still they go out in open ocean, test them, having no idea what that organism could do for the whole plankton ecosystem. The plankton blooms, the flux, all of it. I mean, they're literally, folks, I remember the Air Force 3 years ago. It was a couple articles. The biggest one was in the San Francisco Chronicle. And it just said, Air Force gave a briefing, and then it just turned out that the guy had given a classified briefing. We don't know if this was on purpose to leak it as a trial balloon or if he really gave it on accident. But it was a top kernel of a research. You can pull it up. Just type antimatter bombs into Google, and San Francisco Chronicle, it still comes up. And he said, yeah, we've got antimatter bombs that can destroy the entire solar system. No big deal. And, of course, I remember reading the top physicist in quantum mechanics and nuclear physicists just 5-6 years ago saying, yes, they've got antimatter production facilities. Yes, they shouldn't test them in superconducting super colliders, speeding these particles up, slamming them into lead, slamming them into uranium, plutonium. Yes, the government in Europe and here in the U.S. is slamming antimatter particles into highly unstable isotopes. Again, we got a public doesn't know what a Shiite or a Sunni is. Folks, I'm not even that smart, and I know this is just pull your hair out insane, could kill all of us at any minute, and you got Al Gore and a bunch of feel-good people out there at a big social event. Oh, let's save the earth with global taxes. Oh, it will save us. The earth is dying. They're genetic engineering everything, just butchering the genetic code of the planet, running around, foaming at the mouth like a legion of devils out of the pit of hell. Just, it couldn't be worse. Antimatter bombs, DU weapons everywhere, just running around, frothing. And meanwhile, you're going and having your benefits and your golf and your elitism. Oh, you're all members of the elite. Oh, you've got so much power. I can't believe like these governors and presidents actually like crowds groveling to them and like all the fakeness. It's just something's wrong with you people. I don't even know what to say anymore. I got here. This is insane. You don't care about your neighbors. You don't care about your own children. You don't care about anybody. Then I know it's the New World Order controllers with their brainwashing, the culture they've given us. Did it all by design. I've now found documents in the 40s where they said, we're going to use TV to turn them all against each other and dumb them down. They're going to be like monkeys. They call you animals. They've done it. They turned you into dumb monkeys. And now that they're off playing with antimatter bombs. We'll come back, take some final calls, give us some final news.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Let me just give you a news flash. It isn't just possible, it is somewhat likely, according to the entire body of the physicists that look at this, that if you slam antimatter particles into anything, it could cause a chain reaction that would make all of our nuclear weapons detonating at once look like child's play. Slamming it into uranium and plutonium isotopes makes it probable. And let me give you a newsflash. They are doing it. Okay? And if we all die and it blows up the whole planet or the solar system or creates a black hole, don't worry, you just won't feel anything. You might feel a split second of heat on your cheek, maybe. Just you're gone. Boom, evaporated. The government's wildly running around doing that. I know, nuclear reactors and stuff don't exist either, right? There's not two of them here in Austin. Every time I mention that we've got reactors here in town, hey, Trey, I mean, I know you're a smart guy. I'm not putting you down. Did you know we have reactors here in town? Every time I talk about that, people
did not know that.
Yeah, we have reactors right here in town. But they don't want to bother the public with those, though. Everything's all right. We have someone who disagrees, and I'll go to Paula and Carrie. I promise I'll get to Paula and Carrie. But Neil in Colorado disagrees with me about stem cell research. Well, seeing as I didn't talk about stem cell research, boy, I didn't know how he disagrees with me. But see, that's one of these fake national debates they have. Oh, is Bush for it? Is he against it? They didn't stop any of it. It was just federal funds for that on the books. By the way, there's trillions have been spent in the aggregate in the last 50 years on secret genetic projects. Trillions. Let's go ahead and go to Neil in Colorado. Go ahead, Neil.
Yes, sir. I just want to say God bless you, sir. You're a great American, and I've been trying to get in for a long pleasure to talk with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, but I'm not a great person. I'm doing my job. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I just want to say I'm unlike a lot of your listeners. I'm actually blind. That's why I'm interested in stem cell research.
Did you know they can get just as good as cells out of a breast?
Out of a breast?
Out of your sister or your mother's breast.
Really?
Now that works even better.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can get it out from any woman.
Yeah, you know, because I think that stem cell research really is pretty scary in patients, but there are a lot of very, very good...
Well, let's be clear. That is taking human cells and putting them in Parkinson's patients' brains or in your nerve clusters. But sir, they already have electrodes into the brain that can give you pretty good sight. It's just that you're never going to be able to probably get it because the elite isn't going to let you have it. They're going to blow out the economy, bring in socialized health care first to give them control to make sure you don't get all the life extension. That's what this is all about. The elite want to cull our population, reduce our numbers because they don't want to give easy. If you're 40 years old, you should be able to live to be 150. That's what all the top scientists are saying right now. They, sir, they've got They've got thousands of secret cures, hundreds of the public. It's just that they've never allowed widespread development.
Really?
Disgusting. You haven't heard that they've successfully, for at least 10 years, been doing the neuron implants and giving clear, I mean, black and white sight. I mean, you could see.
No way. To totally blind people?
Yes, sir.
You've got to be kidding me. I haven't heard that at all.
At least 10 years. Actually, secret documents have been released. They were doing it in the 50s, but that was just black and white where you could see blobs. Now, depending on how many neuroinsertions they do into the tissues of the brain, it's very small. It's just a surgery right to the eye. Works quite nicely.
Wow, that's incredible. I have another quick question for you. I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, all the presidents that we've had, you know, in the past however long, you know, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, they're all obviously, you know, New World Order.
Total puppets run nothing.
Phonies. Yeah.
Reagan was running things and was good at first, so they shot him. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have we ever in our entire history of America had a president that wasn't that? I mean,
yes, we have had good presidents off and on. But after they killed Kennedy, we have had nothing but pure evil.
Yeah. Could you just give me a few examples of ones that would have been good ones?
Well, then, yes. Then this will start big debates. Okay. Now, remember, the times they were in. There was slavery going on in Africa, too, at the same time, black on black. Blacks always want to go become Muslims, and I'm not attacking them for that. My point is they think Muslims fought the slave trades. Muslims wrote the book on it. At least in more modern times, the transatlantic, they taught the Europeans how to do it. He was pro-slavery, folks, but back then it wasn't a question. Andrew Jackson, if you want anti-New World Order president, who really was for the United States, he wasn't good for Native Americans or blacks. But if you want to talk about who was anti-New World Order, Andrew Jackson's as good as it gets, okay? George Washington was the real deal. Thomas Jefferson was the real deal. Anybody they assassinated was the real deal. And there was quite a few of those. They have been totally bought and paid for since they greased Kennedy 43 years ago. Okay, I got to hurry here. Paula in Florida, and then we'll go to Carrie. And then I got to hit some final news here. Paula, you are on the air. Welcome. Oh, no, that's Carrie. Oh, well, just go ahead, Carrie, now in Lubbock. Go ahead. Lubbock, Texas.
Hey, Alex, it's great to talk to you. Hey, I have two or three questions right quick. There's a movie going around on the Internet called Zeitgeist. It's got some quotes from you on it. I was wondering if you was aware of it.
Yeah, I don't agree with the thing about Jesus at the front. That's not true. It's been disproven. And I can't help what people do with clips of me and stuff. But overall, it's got some good 9/11 info. But it's kind of like rat poison. You know, it's 98% nutritious, but it's the 2% that gets the rat.
And then I was wanting to ask you, you mentioned last Thursday about the United Nations living zones. Can you tell a person where they can find that? And then my last deal is that...
What, the United Nations corridors, biosphere zones?
Yeah, where they're talking about they're going to do population reduction and they're going to have these zones that humans can live in.
Thousands of pages, hundreds of UNESCO documents, eugenics documents. It's all in my film Endgame. Just type in biosphere, compact cities, type in global one-child policy. Do you have a computer?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just do keywords on that. I don't have those in front of me. I mean, it's basically hundreds of books, thousands of documents. CIA documents, it's unbelievable.
And the last thing, most important, and this is very important, Alex, is, you know, in Texas, it's legal to use deadly force in defense of a third person. And I think we need to realize that the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and these type of people, anybody that you've lost in a war or to cancer, is the blood of those people is on their hands. And I think that we need to make these people, these families, pay for their transgressions against humanity.
Well, listen, I am not calling for physical violence against people. They want to make it a physical game so they can preemptively try to stop our free speech. So if you're trying to ban videotaping cops in New York, total attack on the First Amendment, that is textbook police state, textbook Soviet Union, death of America. There's a lot of things that are happening now, like torture, secret arrest of citizens. That's total police state. People say, well, you're still on air. There are people on air until 41, you know, speaking out against Hitler. He didn't grab the biggest people till the end, till the war had already started. We're trying to fight going into a full-bore police state. It's like steps downward. You know, we're halfway down the stairs towards hell, and I'm trying to stop that. And again, when I say police state, it doesn't mean the average cop. It means the system is out of control. I do not, you know, there are some good Rockefellers, I guarantee you there are some good Rothschilds. It's the prominent ones that we know are evil. I don't wish them any harm. I want to intellectually defeat them. I want to expose them. Then I want a jury of their peers. grand juries to call for indictments. I mean, that's how this needs to work. I agree. The Rockefeller documents on eugenics that David was part of, he needs to be, grand juries need to get those, and he needs to be indicted. I'll call for the indictment of David Rockefeller here on air. I'll call for the indictment of Governor Perry for going to Istanbul in violation of federal law, Logan Act. Don't roll your eyes, cops. Type Logan Act into Google. He went there, Bilderberg Group's reels, the Dallas Morning News. I remember 7 years ago, the L.A. Times, when the L.A. Times, the New York Times said I was delusional and Bilderberg didn't exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist. You know, you guys are something else. That's all I can say. Let's talk to Paula. And Paula is calling from Florida. Last caller. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Alex. What that gentleman said about you was very right about everything that you're doing. And people need to listen to you, and more people are. And, I mean, you've got the whole country behind you. But anyway.
Well, I don't know about that. We got millions of people that have woken up, but I'm only one soldier in this fight.
Well, hey, you're a great soldier. But anyway, this thing about the genetic thing, the farmers are now saying they're not going to have anything to do with it.
But
they are all saying they don't want to have
exactly
to do
but,
this.
But Monsanto knew that was going to happen, and so did the others that produced this. Then their pollen infects your plants. Your plant shows any history of that, cross-pollinization. Then they literally founded and run the St. Louis federal court that does all the genetic engineering cases, and then everyone loses. So, again, it's a rigged game. The dice are loaded. Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Well, who sings that song, Otta? Play that as bumper music. Folks, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I got a weekday show, of course. I'll be back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I come in on Sundays and do this. I'm going to work tonight on my film Endgame because I know this is deadly serious what we're facing. I meant to get to all the news that we didn't get to, but we'll have to do it next week or something. You just can never cover it all, these type of subjects. I've got a Reuters article. No, AP, excuse me. Congress looks to boost U.S. tourism. Tourism has fallen massively. It has plummeted. I mean, the numbers are just off the charts. Tens of billions of dollars, 20-plus percent drop, 3.7 million less visits. Why? Because they're saying in questionnaires it's a police state. I've got a reporter I sent to China, Paul Watson. He said, no police state. You know, if they want to grab you, they just come kill you. Everybody who comes here says it's unbelievable police state. See, we've been living in it, so we're used to it. God bless you all. Take care.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my